At the cut to the home, Mr. Banks is coming home and he enters the house, briefcase, newspaper, and hat, and does his home cutting routine.
I'm home. Then he goes in with his newspaper. Nobody's ever at home to greet me. I'm so it's grumbling again, you see. And then Mrs. Banks can appear with his slippers very gently. And he can say to her, grumbling, you see. And then he's always a very sweet man at heart. He sees her come in with his slippers. And he says, well, how did it go today with the new one? She said, don't know, darling. I thought he'd just come in. And she puts her slippers down very sweetly. She's a terribly sweet person. And you must remember that Mr. Banks dotes on her. But he's let his nerves run away with him, you see. But it must be a loving pair. But he doesn't show her anything yet. I don't know, darling. I've got to go.
That instant, the children and Mary Poppins enter the front door.
And the mother says, well, darlings, did you have a lovely day with Mary Poppins? Oh, yes. First of all, we went and we heard those people covered with pearl buttons, and then we had saw the ladies with feathers in their hats, and Mary Poppins had a lovely big feather, and there was birds, and then we went to the seaside, and on the merry-go-round, and we came back, and look, we got a shell and a starfish. If Mrs. Banks is ready to indulge their imagination, you see. Shells, starfish,
she's 50 miles from here.
What do you mean? Show me them. Oh, I just drew. But they were real. They were real.
Mary is saying, time for bed, stick the button out.
No, but I don't want to go to sleep. Very well then, says Mary Poppins. Don't go to sleep. And that gives the cue for yourself.
Right.